Well, imagine a future where nuns and religious people are rounded up and sent to prison for refusing to do abortions. There are many faith-based institutions in this country, hospitals. Kamala Harris pushed on this yesterday. Do you believe, this was shocking. Yeah. Do you believe there should be any religious exemptions for abortion? Right now in federal law, there are. You cannot force, demand whatever hospitals that are religiously based to participate in or perform abortions. So Kamala Harris is asked about this. Do you believe in any religious exemptions for abortions for providers? Take a listen to her answer.
What concessions would be on the table? Religious exemptions, for example, is that something that you would consider?
I don't think we should be making concessions when we're talking about a fundamental freedom to make decisions about your own body.
To Republicans like, for example, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, who would back something like this on a Democratic agenda if, in fact, Republicans control Congress, would you offer them an olive branch? Or is that off the table? Is that not an option for you?
I'm not going to engage in hypotheticals.
Wow, okay. Religious exemption. So you have to take your body, what you would like to have control over, and perform an abortion if you, I guess, want to avoid, I don't know, prison. I don't know how she's going to enforce this, yeah. But it's never good when they do, when they want to.
Well, it's just sad that the other body involved in that decision is never discussed.
No. And that's the problem here with this. If we're talking about removing a tumor or a mass or something, that's one thing. But we're talking about removing another human being from your body.
Yeah.
But they never acknowledge that. Meanwhile, you and I have talked about this so long. This new poll from Gallup is fascinating. It shows you how radically out of touch the Democrat Party is when it says, hey, you should be able to show up, no ID, and just vote.
Yeah.
There's almost nothing you can do in our society anymore without an ID.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But anyway, they asked Americans, in general, do you favor of or oppose each of the following? Okay. Requiring all voters to provide photo identification at their voting place in order to vote. 84% of Americans want that. 84.
Heck, we have to have third-party verification to get into our own email service here.
I know. I know. It's crazy.
It's like, good grief.
Including, get this, majorities of Democrats, Republicans, African-Americans, women, men. There is no group in Hispanics, no group in America that does not want overwhelmingly photo ID in order to vote.
But if you're going to be involved in a decision that pretty much the world is hinging upon, just go ahead. Don't worry about it. We don't need to know who you are.
If you registered three times, yeah. That's okay.
It's okay.
So, okay, all right. So, and here's this double redundant system that we could have as voters. It's what the American people want. Okay, so 84% of people say every time you go vote, you should have to show your ID. In addition to requiring people who are registering to vote for the first time to provide ID and proof of citizenship, 83% of Americans want that. ID and proof of citizenship. Again, every single group in America wants it, including Democrats, including Black people, including white people and women and Hispanics, on and on and on and on. There is no group that does not want you to have to prove your citizenship when you register. And yet these lawsuits that the Democrats are filing everywhere from Alabama to Oklahoma to Arizona, they want the opposite of this. You can't prove you were a citizen when you registered to vote. You should be able to vote. That's what the Democrat Party is arguing in recent weeks. Again, 83% of citizens. You must prove who you are to register. You must prove you're a citizen. You must show ID and then show it again when you vote. That's 84%. So the Democrats running around acting like this is all racist and everybody's offended. No, they're not.
No, and you are decidedly well in the
mainstream
minority are there with that opinion. They are.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Now, voters like early voting. 76% want it. 23% say no. But again, early voting, all of these kinds of voting, I wouldn't mind so much if it was secure.
Yeah.
If there was, if you really did have to show your ID, if they really was a secure way to do it. By the way, Raffensperger, what a joke. In Georgia, oh yeah, don't worry, these are double, triple, like secure ballots. Well, what does it matter if you can scan it three times? What does it matter if you can certify an election in Georgia, Brad? Now, according to a ruling this week of the Georgia Supreme Court, where the number of voters and the number of ballots cast does not match the number of votes. It's what happened in 2020. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm really mad at Democrats for this. The Supreme Court overturned it. We could have had a fair election in Georgia that we could all feel confident about, where nobody double scanned a ballot. Again, it happened thousands of times in Fulton County. But the Supreme Court threw that out, the Supreme Court of Georgia, unfortunately. So when Raffensperger, well, you could have the most secure ballots on earth, but if you can scan them two and three times and you're required to certify the results when there's more votes than voters and more votes than ballots, who cares how secure the ballot is? Now, the good news is they're going to litigate this after this election. So hopefully we won't have to live through this again. And Lee, I mean, this is the thing that kills me about that Supreme Court decision. When the Board of Elections of the state of Georgia says, we want to send a monitoring team to Fulton County for the very good and very specific reason of last time they ran thousands of ballots through more than once. We don't know who the ballots were for, but we know they ran them through. And the court overturns that. No, you can't send anybody to monitor that. The only reason you would ever, ever, ever get rid of that, by the way, the Democrats sued, is because you want to cheat. There's no other way, or there's no other reason you would oppose that.
Right.
Any honest person be like, sure, let's not have a fight afterward about whether this, you know, election was stolen. Sure, send a monitoring team in.
Yeah, I mean, if you're so concerned about the public's perception of the validity of the election, then why would you not do things that would indicate that you're concerned about the validity of the election?
I know. And this is why it's so important that you vote in Georgia. And we got to bank our votes so they can't do this.
And I want to make it clear, I'm certainly wanting the validity of the election to be sound. I mean, there's no question about that.
Who doesn't?
Even if we lose, I want to know and I want to be certain of that.
Exactly, because that's the worst feeling of going is who is the feeling I've had for almost four years. Who is the president? I've never been convinced that Joe Biden is the president. That's a terrible feeling. I'm okay with losing. Well, I don't like it, but I'm okay with it if I know it happened. But, I mean, there's a reason. There's two things tacked to my wall in here. My kid's school schedule and the vote totals from Georgia.
Yes.
And the vote totals from all of these elections.
Glad you got your priorities straight there.
Yeah. Well, I never wanted to take my eye off of it because I knew we had to fix it. And, you know, shame on Republicans, too, in a way, because we have waited till the last minute. The last screaming minute. You know, how many years have I sat in this chair and screamed? We got to sue. We need to change the law in Georgia. The Georgia legislature could have fixed this. Instead, a dedicated group had to focus on taking over the board. Kemp could have led the way on this. We don't need to be here today. We should have litigated this a year ago.
Well,
and if the court wants to overturn it, fine, the legislature change the rules. And all we need is for the number of ballots to match the number of voters to match the number of votes. That's not a ridiculous thing. And in Georgia, unfortunately, since we've been forced to revert to the old rules, Lee, it's automatic certification.
I'm just an old-fashioned Neanderthal then, apparently, Tara, because I think that we should have an election day. And that's it.
We used to be able to do it. Other countries do it.
Without any computers, without any scanning devices, without electricity, we were able to do it for a couple of hundred years, you know, and...
And if the number of votes doesn't match the number of ballots, let's go find out why before we certify.
You know,
see, this is the game the Democrats want to play. Well, the election was certified. What are you talking about? You're crazy. Well, no, it had to be automatically certified, even though there's more votes than ballots.
Right.
That is mathematically impossible. It means you scanned them more than once is what you did. Or you scanned a fake ballot. You scanned something. Yeah. Somebody scanned something.
If you scan something, say something.
I know, but that was the rules of the board, and then we would have known it was fair. And that what they said was no certification till it all matches. The math's got to match. But whatever. We'll outvote them anyway. We'll outvote them anyway in Georgia. Yeah. We're going to have to outvote them anyway. Look, the good news, if you're getting mad about this, don't let this freak you out, because here's the thing, okay? They are on notice. We've now taken this to court. The board has said publicly since the summer when they took it over, look, we see you, Fulton County. We see that you have scanned multiple, you know, thousands of ballots, more than there were voters. We know. We're watching. You're not fooling anyone with this. I'm hoping, Lee, that they are not so bold, that they know we're watching, and it's going to hem in a lot of this. It's not like last time when they figured they'd just get away with it, and they were sloppy. So I hope that's enough. But we have to overwhelm them at the polls. If they're going to scan ballots multiple times, make them do it 20, 30, 40,000 times till it's so ridiculous the whole world can see. And we can only do that body for body for body at the polls. Don't wait until election day. Go now. Go to early voting. Y'all, in Georgia, it ends on Friday. Not today. Next week, Friday, November 1st. You got a whole week. Make a plan. Go vote early. The lines are long, but they're not, you know, so overlong you can't overcome them. I mean, I voted in 17 minutes. You can do it too. Do not wait till election day. That's what the Democrats want you to do.